Messerman News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Congressional Budget Office has released its analysis of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. If passed, the bill would cut taxes by $3.75 trillion, but increase projected deficits by $2.4 trillion. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the Congressional Budget Office underestimated the potential revenue from Trump's first round of tax breaks in 2017.
You don't need to go back that far to see how wrong the CBO has been when it comes time to make prognostications on economic growth. They've always been wrong, and they've always ignored what tax cuts will do to grow the American economy.
The CBO analysis comes as the Republican president has set a deadline for the final product to reach his desk by July 4th for signature. Canadian wildfire smoke causes very unhealthy conditions in some parts of the U.S. and reaches Europe.
Air quality alerts in effect for parts of the country being hit by smoke from the Canadian wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says,
again, it's kind of back west, a little bit closer to the source of the fires, so we're talking more like Iowa up into the UP and Michigan, and then the eastern U.S., really anywhere from Georgia to New England, will have some impact.
Canada is having another bad wildfire season, and more than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal authorities say they arrested a Washington man who provided chemicals to make explosives that were used to bomb a California fertility clinic in May. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 91 points, the Nasdaq rose 61. This is SRN News. The parties are sharply divided on gay marriage.
A new Gallup poll finds 68% of Americans support homosexual unions, but when you break the numbers down by party, it is a much different story. The survey reveals that 88% of Democrats approve of same-sex marriage versus just 41% of Republicans. In fact, after peaking at 55% a few years ago, GOP support for gay marriage has been moving steadily downward. The Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions 10 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Puerto Rico's Supreme Court has ruled that so-called non-binary and gender non-conforming people must be allowed to change their birth certificates. The decision comes after a group of six non-binary people filed a lawsuit against Puerto Rico's governor, its health secretary, and other officials. The ruling means that individuals will now be able to select an X as their gender marker on birth certificates. This is SRN News. More problems in the skies.
Two United Airlines flights from San Francisco International were diverted over the weekend. On Sunday, a flight to Sydney made an emergency stop in Honolulu and was later canceled without details. The crew sent a code indicating general distress. The day before, a flight to Beijing returned to San Francisco due to a mechanical issue. Earlier this month, a United plane had a near miss with another aircraft after a wrong turn during takeoff. And on May 6th, the plane clipped wings with another during taxiing. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Scientists are driving into severe storms to study hail. It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it costs about $10 billion in damage each year to the U.S. To understand hail better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.